is it. Second week in a row for the tie. Patrion over the ball. Snaps it back. It's set down. Dawson's kick on the way. End over end. End over end. It is up. And it is. Oh, it hit the crossbar. It hit the upright. And it's no good.
But it was good. And Phil Dawson hit another field goal in overtime to win. That game, which occurred November 18th, 2007, was the last time the Browns beat the Ravens. Now, after 11 straight losses to Baltimore, no one understands the importance of Sunday's matchup more than the players.
It's definitely important for us. You know, it's a monumental game for us right now. Coming into the bye week, you know, we need to get that win going into that, you know, and come off of that strong. But definitely for the division, because we know it's a toss-up right now and anybody can get it. And we want to be the team that capitalizes on this moment.
In week two, when the Browns faced the Ravens, the offense struggled, allowing 5 sacks and scoring no points. However, after only allowing 1 sack and scoring 2 touchdowns last week against the Chiefs, the Browns are optimistic they have what it takes to get it done on Sunday.
You know, I think we're better than we were, you know, at that standpoint from an offensive growth standpoint. At that time, we still didn't have all the players that we have now. So, you know, but at the same time, I think guys have a better understanding of what we're doing offensively.
This is a tough division. AFC North. Multiple Super Bowl winners, multiple playoff teams. Everybody's been in the playoffs, and you know we've been the you know the kid brother for a while. And you know we need to stand up and in this division and do the things we need to do.